local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Mardi Gras not finished yet, but the horse can see the barn as we get to the last 2 days of the big festivities. We'll talk about your forecast in just a second with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 58 degrees now at our studios. Let's get started with a traffic report. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers working a jackknife tractor trailer northbound 65 near exit 13. That's Highway 158. Saraland Police Department are there. The right lane and shoulders blocked off. Happened around 5 o'clock this morning. Beyond that, we've got a pretty good start with no major backups or delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The Mobile Boat Show opens March 6th at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget. And it's fun for the whole family. March 6th through 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers and patchy fog. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with just isolated showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Lundi Gras as we get right here at the end. As things get a little chance of rain in the mix for today. Well, maybe a little bigger chance than a little for today. We'll talk more to Dr. Bill about that. Looks like Fat Tuesday might be all right today. It may not be all right. We'll talk about the schedule for the parades, and we'll talk about kind of when the rain comes and goes with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Doing that in just a little bit. I'm Sean Sullivan. That's Dalton Orwig. Hey, by the way, thank you to all y'all that hollered, and even those of you that have told us you saw us that didn't holler during the floral parade on Saturday when we took the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit to ride along with the folks from St. Jude's, and it was just a beautiful day for a parade.
Yeah, about as perfect as it can get, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Saturday was awesome. I think the crowd was 67,800, something like that, MPD said. And we really appreciate it. Talking to Steve Joint from the Mobile Mask, he said, and I saw him, you saw him yesterday at Joe K, and he said, man, he said, the floral parade and Saturday, because his floral parade starts and then there's parades to follow, he said, it's becoming like a little Joe K day.
Really?
He said the crowd numbers, he's looked over the years, have been coming up. He said I saw more people camped out and cooking. You and I, so Dalton and I, when we'd ride the route, we were, for y'all that are there enjoying it, we were admiring your campers, your RVs, and your grills.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So
great setups out there.
Yes. I mean, we'd be riding by, like, dude, look at that. Look at what he, smell what he's cooking. It was, like, fantastic. Well, that's what Steve Joint from Mobile Mass said. He said he sees more of that now on Saturday than he has in the past, and it's probably a good point that instead of people just coming down quickly for like the floral parade and then going home, he said, man, I saw people out there all day. They're staying because there's multiple parades, and you're seeing those numbers come up. Yesterday, Joe Kane Day, a beautiful Joe Kane Day, the polar opposite of last year, which was a washout for Joe Kane Day. I think MPD, we'll get the numbers here in a second, but over 100,000 downtown for Joe Kane Day.
That's a lot of people.
Big time. So today is number one, the rain's in the mix. Number two, Lundi Gras often has a little downturn because you have a big Joe Kane Day and you have a big Fat Tuesday. Some people rest up on this Monday.
Man, I'm telling you, on Saturday, I rode in the Dolphin Island People's Parade in the van, and I got to see it from that point of view a couple years ago, but this is the first time that I was on the other side of the barricades for a Mobile parade.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Man, it was awesome.
It's fun,
and,
isn't it?
And I know a lot of kids come out to a lot of the parades, but it seemed like the kids were out in full force for the floral parade.
Yes.
And that made my day Saturday without a doubt, seeing so many kids. And I think Lauren commented on it in the van.
So
with
Lauren,
us,
who works with our account executive, who was with us,
she was giving us all the beads that we were throwing.
Yes.
And she said, you know, there's not a single kid along this route that's not smiling. everybody was out there having a great time, and that led to us having a really good time.
Yeah, it was. So thank you to all of y'all that hollered, and we could throw things to and all that, and can't wait to see you next year. Big thank you to Webb and the crew from St. Jude's for having us to be part of that parade on Saturday. Really, really enjoyed it. All right, speaking of parades and all that good stuff, Moon Pie Minute on the way. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. The story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Rennie Brabner. On the weather front, of course, we'll talk to Dr. Bill Moore about our conditions today, but the river flooding issue, you know, you think about any kind of rain we're getting is just on top of rivers that are already very, very flooded. Looking at the Mobile River at Berry Steam Plant, we push in, I think it's fourth or fifth highest crest ever. Mm. That's going to happen today. Also, flood warning continues for Biosera in Saraland. As of 7 o'clock last night, the stage was 7 feet. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, moderate flooding is occurring, and moderate flooding is forecast. The flood stage in Biosera is 4 feet. River will continue rising to near 7.4 feet by early tomorrow morning, and then begin falling. So the crest is going to be about 7.4, 7.5. Set at 7.5. Numerous houses flood at 7.5 feet, and some evacuations also become necessary. Above 8 feet, numerous streets and houses flood east of the railroad between Biosera and Norton Creek. So we'll keep our eyes on that, but it's affecting not only people there in Saraland and Satsuma, but up in southeastern Washington County, up and down Baldwin County, on the west side of Baldwin County, plus places to our north in Clark and Monroe County and Washington County as well. And we're still getting a little more rain on top of those rivers, so we'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, lots to talk about here out of international and national news as President Trump is in India.
Mm-hmm. Namaste, Trump.
Namaste, Trump is in India. Also, Bernie winning Nevada. What does that mean for those Democrats that worry about having a socialist as, I mean, a self-described socialist as their nominee? We'll talk about that. Also, second death in New Orleans because people and going between tandem floats.
Yeah.
City of New Orleans banning now the tandem float system. We'll talk about that. Also, the we'll get into that in a second. Also, the idea to house, it came up and went away pretty quickly. This weekend, there was discussion of housing coronavirus patients here in Alabama. That idea was brought up, and it was shot down. We'll give you more details on that. And in sports?
Well, we're getting near the end of the college basketball season, and Auburn with a huge rally to beat Tennessee on Saturday. Alabama got a big win, but Tuscaloosa's own Deontay Wilder ends up losing his heavyweight crown in the biggest boxing match of the year.
All right, talk about that coming up in sports in just a couple minutes. First, let's get a catch up on COVID-19 or the coronavirus with Clayton Neville from Westwood One.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirms 36 cases of the coronavirus in the United States, including 18 former passengers of a cruise ship that was quarantined in Japan. But U.S. health officials aren't panicking. CDC Director Robert Redfield.
The immediate health risk of this new virus to the general public is low in our nation. The coming days and weeks are likely to bring more confirmed cases here and around the world, including the possibility of some person-to-person spread. But our goal of the ongoing U.S. public health response is to contain this outbreak and prevent sustained spread of the virus in our country.
Before leaving for his trip to India this week, President Trump praised U.S. health officials for their work.
We have the greatest doctors in the world. We have it very much under control. We accepted a few people, a small number of people. They're very well confined, and they should be getting better fairly soon. Very interestingly, we've had no deaths.
But overseas, South Korea's president has put the country on its highest alert for infectious diseases and says officials should take unprecedented, powerful steps to fight a viral outbreak. At least 600 coronavirus infections there and 6 deaths. And in Italy, officials scrambling to contain rapidly rising numbers of new infections, the largest amount outside Asia, at least 3 dead and 150 infections in that country. Life in some Italian towns completely disrupted. 20 deaths now outside China, a country that's lost more than 2,000 from the virus. President Trump was asked if China's leader should be doing anything different to fight the coronavirus outbreak.
No, I think President Xi is working very, very hard. I spoke to him. He's working very hard. I think he's doing a very good job. It's a big problem. But President Xi loves his country. He's working very hard to solve the problem, and he will solve the problem.
Doctors around the world on high alert, and medical officials here in the U.S. still using quarantine to prevent an outbreak. I'm Clayton Neville.
I have the, I guess, in this weird way, the luxury of being a communist country and totalitarian government in China. They can deal with it by
shutting
people,
everything.
Yeah, shutting down, sequestering people and hauling them off and doing all that stuff. Now that it's spreading in Italy, too, interesting, they're shutting down. They have their own, you know, carnival celebrations, Mardi Gras of sorts there, and they're saying you can't have these things. Think about that. Think if the coronavirus was in place right now and it was, yeah, widespread's not the word. There were cases of coronavirus in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Would local officials shut down Mardi Gras because of it?
There'd be a discussion, yeah, for sure. It would take a lot to shut down Mardi Gras, though.
Yeah, I just wondered about that when I heard it. All right, and then locally here, Richard Shelby, Senator Richard Shelby, and according to Yellowhammer News, appears to have delivered for his home state of Alabama once again. Nice spin there from Yellowhammer. In a tweet yesterday afternoon, Shelby advised that he just spoke with President Donald Trump about a plan to potentially house passengers of a Diamond Princess cruise ship who tested positive for coronavirus at a FEMA facility up in Anniston. Per Alabama senior senator, the president has promised that these coronavirus patients will not be sent to Alabama. The quote here from Senator Shelby's tweet, I'm sure an aide put together for him, said, I just got off the phone with the president. He told me that his administration will not be sending any victims of the coronavirus from the Diamond Princess cruise ship to Anniston, Alabama. Thank you, President Trump, for working with us to ensure the safety of all Alabamians. Since Shelby's announcement, Governor Kay Ivey and Congressman Mike Rogers got in on it as well, both tweeting they respectively had spoken with the president over phone yesterday afternoon. In those phone calls, President Trump reportedly affirmed that the patients will not be coming to Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey said on Twitter yesterday, at Real Donald Trump called me to assure that this plan will not move forward. I thanked him for his support of AL, or Alabama. We will always want to help our fellow Americans, but this wasn't fully vetted. Thank you, Senator Shelby. Thank you, Representative Mike Rogers, for advocating on our behalf. So there you go. It was a story, and then not a story, in just like a day and a half's time.
Yeah, I wonder where they're sending them then. They're going to go.
I thought the same thing, but most people say, as long as it's not my backyard.
Exactly.
Who really cares? All right, 618, we'll check news next.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Governor Kay Ivey and U.S. Senator Richard Shelby are thanking President Trump for halting plans to bring coronavirus patients to Alabama. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services planned to send Americans who tested positive for the disease on board a cruise ship to a FEMA center in Anniston. Ivey called the plan premature and not properly vetted. President Trump stepped in over the weekend to cancel the plan. A convicted murderer is on the run this morning after escaping from an Alabama work release center. Officials discovered 43-year-old Daniel Miner had escaped from the facility in Childersburg after he missed a bed check at 8:45 Saturday night. Miner was sentenced to life in prison in 1994. A Mobile County deputy is showing remarkable improvements as he battles complications from the flu. Deputy Tim Anderson has been at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola for more than a month. His family says he is now out of intensive care and was finally able to see his children over the weekend. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in NASCAR. Joey Logano won the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas for the second year in a row. It was the 24th win of Logano's career. Matt DiBenedetto finished second, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. third, followed by Austin Dillon and Jimmy Johnson, with Mobile's Bubba Wallace finishing sixth, his highest finish since mid-last season. Yesterday, Roush Fenway Racing gave an update on the health of NASCAR driver Ryan Newman, less than 1 week after Newman was involved in a scary wreck on the final lap of the Daytona 500. The team announced that Newman did not suffer any broken bones or internal injuries in the crash, but he did suffer a head injury. They added there's no timetable for Newman's return to the track, but that he wants to be back as soon as possible. In golf, Patrick Reed shot a final round 67 to win the WGC Mexico Championship. Reed finished his weekend 18 under, one shot ahead of second-place finisher Bryson DeChambeau. John Rahm and Eric Van Rooyen finished tied for third, three shots behind Reed, followed by Rory McIlroy in fifth. In boxing, Tyson Fury beat Tuscaloosa's Deontay Wilder by seventh-round TKO when Wilder's corner threw in the towel. By handing Wilder his first career loss, Fury captured the WBC heavyweight title and maintained his status as boxing's lineal heavyweight champion.
And the new WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury!
Fury knocked Wilder to the canvas in the third round and again in the fifth. Wilder appeared to be bleeding from the ear for several rounds before his corner threw in the towel. Wow. He now has the option to call for a rematch within 30 days. In college basketball on Saturday, number 13 Auburn rallied to beat Tennessee 73-66.
Rebound Auburn! Tigers win! Tigers win! 73-66!
That's an excited Andy Burcham from the Auburn Sports Radio Network. The Tigers have now won 18 games in a row at home in Auburn Arena. After losing two in a row on the road, Auburn fell behind by 17 at one point in Saturday's contest and scored 18 consecutive points in the second half to take the lead and pick up their 23rd win of the year. The Alabama Crimson Tide crushed Ole Miss 103-78 on Saturday. The South Alabama Jaguars men's team won their fifth in a row by beating Coastal Carolina 74-71, while the USA women's team fell to Arkansas Little Rock 69-58. And tournaments this weekend at both Stanky Field and Jaguar Field on South Alabama's campus. The Jags baseball team split four games in the South Alabama Invitational, while the softball team lost all five games that they played in the Mardi Gras Invitational. And by the way, tonight on Sports Night, Corey LeBounty and I talk with Dr. Joel Erdman, athletic director at South. We talk about all the new things, including Hancock Whitney Stadium, that are coming up on campus.
Cool.
624 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers and patchy fog. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with just isolated showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons. But at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile
Joe Baldwin, Washington, and Clark Counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. It looks like Chevrolet and Police Department are on the scene there at northbound 65 near exit 13, as they've got a jackknife 18-wheeler, right lane and shoulder blocked off. Happened around 5 o'clock this morning. Wreckers have been called out. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach at Perdido Beach Boulevard and at Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you could receive relief with Lotus CBD products. See them online and on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Well, the top stories of the day, more rain in the mix on this Lundy Gras. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about that coming up. Number one, issue for parading. What will it mean for the parades today? IMs tonight. And then, of course, what's it mean for folks whose houses are already flooded or on the edge of getting flooded along the Alabama, Tom Bigby, and Mobile River? People down at Bayou Sarah looking at this as well. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just a little bit. And are we done with the cold weather yet? You know, you hear Bill Finch talking. It's always, and it's funny because as Joe Kane Day floats around like Mardi Gras does, but Bill always seems to be in the right time when he starts talking about tomatoes and planting this and that, and it's around Joe Kane Day. Of course, he talks about making cane syrup and all those good things. If you didn't hear Bill Finch's plant gardening for the Gulf Coast yesterday, lucky for you, you got the podcast waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, so I can confirm.
You are confirming.
I'm confirming it right now. The podcast is up there. Go back and listen to Bill Finch, along with all the other great local programming we have every single weekend.
All right, we'll check in with that staff meteorologist of ours, Dr. Bill Williams, for a forecast today and the rest of the week. That's coming up on this Lundy Gras edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 12-year-old boy is recovering after he was shot with a flare gun. This happened Sunday at a home in Irvington. Investigators believe another child loaded the flare gun with a shotgun shell and shot his cousin. The boy was hit in his right arm and stomach. A worker died over the weekend after falling off the roof of a 16-story condo in Destin. The 38-year-old was part of a roofing crew on the Silver Shells condominiums on Emerald Coast Parkway. Two people were hit by a vehicle at the Mobile Civic Center on Sunday. One person was taken to the hospital but is expected to be okay. The second person refused to go to the hospital. Right now, there is no information about the vehicle that hit them. And the good times are rolling through downtown Mobile as revelers line the streets to celebrate Lundy Gras. The fun kicks off this morning with the arrival of King Felix III at Cooper Riverside Park at 11. The King's Parade and the Floral Parade begin at noon. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
Call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits. Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327 or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
China's National Health Commission has just announced that more than 3,000 medical staff in China have been infected by the new COVID-19 coronavirus as the death toll there the past 24 hours hits 150. New cases of the virus are multiplying at a dizzying rate across Europe and Asia this morning, sending world stock markets into a tailspin. Maribel Eber is on Wall Street.
Right now, futures are pointing to a drop of about 800 points on the Dow at the open. There are increasing worries over the economic impact of the virus as reports of infections outside of China surge. Stocks around the world were hammered overnight as reports of coronavirus-related deaths in South Korea and Italy rose.
Jurors at Harvey Weinstein's New York City rape trial are set to resume deliberations this morning after signaling on Friday they may be hung on some of the charges. In Chicago, former Empire actor Jussie Smollett is due to make his first appearance today on a new set of charges alleging that he lied to police about being targeted in a racist, homophobic attack downtown. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Axios reports a worsening coronavirus outbreak could cause shortages in the U.S. of about 150 prescription drugs, including antibiotics, generics, and some branded drugs without alternatives. China's a huge supplier of the ingredients used to make drugs sold here. Finance officials from the world's 20 biggest economies meeting in Riyadh referenced climate change in their final communique for the first time since Donald Trump became president. The U.S. blocked climate change from a list of downside risks to global growth that had won agreement by nearly all other G20 delegates, but ultimately agreed to permit a reference to the Financial Stability Board's work examining the implications of climate change. The Dow closed down 228 points, and the broader stock market dropped Friday, too, as investors continue to struggle with pricing and the potential fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. The Nasdaq lost 174. The S&P gave back 35 points. Futures are sharply lower at this hour. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including... fast and easy. Call 866-9...
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition. Let the good times roll with Cammy's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Choose from chocolate, salted caramel, banana, and coconut. Or try Cammy's award-winning King Cake ice cream. Cinnamon ice cream made with an entire king cake thrown in and a swirl of cream cheese. Let the good times roll at Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets. 51 years and still dipping.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
First of all, let's celebrate the last couple days, Saturday and Sunday. Wow. So floral parade and other parades on Saturday and Joe Kane yesterday. Back-to-back days of beautiful weather for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Saturday was this crystal clear, and then yesterday we did have some high clouds, but still dry weather for both days, and really worked out nicely. But I'll change things around a little bit.
Of course you will. Of course you will. Yes, it can only go 2 days of nice stuff, and then what happens?
Yeah, we don't want to overdo it, but we do have a storm system now moving out of Oklahoma, and a cold front through East Texas. We also have a warm front that's located through central portions of Mississippi and Alabama. Right now, most of the rain that's associated with all this frontal activity is to the north of us and through central Alabama, and that rain is moving in an easterly direction. We don't have much in the way of rain here near the coast, but there are some showers now developing over southeast Mississippi, and as the day progresses, we'll see more of these showers develop, especially this afternoon and then later this afternoon and then tonight, because tonight a cold front will be moving in. Most likely won't get through our area till early tomorrow. So therefore, we'll see showers increasing as we go through the day, and then showers become more numerous tonight with that front moving into Mississippi and eventually in our area tomorrow morning. Tomorrow looks like a few showers in the morning, but the rest of the day there's just a slight chance of a shower, and it looks like it'll be a mild day with temperatures. Well, first of all, today will be in the upper 60s. Tonight will be in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, well, for the big day tomorrow, it looks like it'll be in the upper 60s, so very mild weather for Tuesday. After that, well, we're going to see another burst of cold air will come in on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, high of 62, but then the temperature really drops for Wednesday night down into the mid-30s. On Thursday, sunny skies, only 55 for the high. Thursday night, back into the mid-30s again. And after that, we've got a nice stretch of dry weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with sunny skies and temperatures in the low 60s, but then cooling into the 30s, mainly the mid and upper 30s, for Friday night and Saturday night. So this looks like the first decent stretch of dry weather coming in here for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, we could use that, Dr. Bill, because of, you know, watching these rivers, many are at crest as you look at places like the Mobile River, Bayou Sara, or heck, the Tom Bigby and the Alabama River. These are, it is, if people have not had a read, I think the best place people have seen it and commented to me, if they drive across 65 across the Delta, people are saying, holy cow, the water is so close up to the roadway. This is a very significant flood we're having.
Yeah, so this is coming just in time here for several days of dry weather. But we have some rain coming through, already rain up in that area, central Alabama. And we'll see more of that tonight. And also, by the way, we could see some patchy fog develop today and then areas of dense fog tonight.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon, but I do want to remind folks who have yet to pick up their 2020 copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, rainy, dry, high rivers, low rivers, all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of information you get in the almanac.
That's right, and we have, of course, a few locations, of course, Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile, and also in the Eastern Shore, and a couple of other locations here in Mobile. Would be Classic Cars and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply, and if you're over in Robertsdale at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update, 6:40. Time to check the story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Rennie Brabner. It's the Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. Shop a large selection of high-quality cars and RVs and buy from someone you can trust. 90 West Auto and Marine.
It's Lundi Gras. Revelers, don't slow down now. Mobile Carnival Association's King Felix III arrives from the Isle of Joy. Three parades are scheduled for Mobile's north side, two for downtown tonight, at OTB, another parade in Fairhope. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
Wouldn't it be great to know your car salesman, someone that actually cared about you? At 90 West Auto and Marine, the owners are local Mobilians who probably know the same people you do and sell only well-inspected quality boats, trucks, cars, and RVs. Buy from someone from your community who knows happy clients means long-term success. Shop the large selection of quality brand high-end vehicles at 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. You'll be glad you shopped their brand new lot and showroom. Visit 90 West Auto and Marine today and tell them you heard about it on FM Talk 106.5.
King Felix III, Sumner Greer Adams Jr., and his knights and pages arrive on the royal barge after traveling from the King Court's usual residence of the Isle of Joy. After declaring misrule, King Felix and his court, joined by the floral parade in their juvenile court, Queen Louise McMillan Ladd and John Ethan Bond Shell Jr., visit their subjects. Three parades are on for Mobile's North Side Route D. Tonight in Fairhope, the Order of Magnolias, their theme, I've Got the Music in Me, parade tonight. Look for 10 floats. Back in Mobile, the Infant Mystics IM take to the downtown streets. Their theme tonight, Enchanted IMs. Look for 15 floats. The Reborn Order of Doves wind up today's parades. Their theme, Old Mardi Gras Road. See what they did there. Expect six or more floats. Miss a Moon Pie Minute? You can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check fmtalk1065 website. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Good morning, everyone. From the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, looks like they just reopened one lane. It appears a truck, cab, and cargo are upright from an early morning jackknife trailer northbound 65 just near exit 13 and highway 158 in Saraland, but it's in the process of clearing. The newly designed Deep South Speedway, the Palace of Speed, opening up Saturday, March 14th in Moxley, a brand new dirt track design with nine different classes running on the first night. Gates open at 3:30. Find them on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, also staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. One of our top stories today, the rain back into the forecast for today and this evening. More from Dr. Bill coming up in a few more minutes. Also, let me update a story we talked about weeks and weeks ago. And this is really, wow, what great news. This comes from the Facebook page for Tim Anderson's H1N1 battle. Now, Tim Anderson, a Mobile County Sheriff's deputy, is in the hospital fighting flu, posted an update over the weekend. Now, he's been, remember, I'll say it like it was. When the story first came out, they were talking about 10% chance it survived. I mean, it was
really low.
It was very low. Now, this isn't coronavirus, but this is H1N1, mm-hmm. right? And this update came from their Facebook page. It says, I think it's safe today. It was safe to say today was the best day we've had in 36 days. 36 days. Timothy has been moved to an ICU step-down type unit, was finally able to see our three children. It was a wonderful reunion, and we enjoyed having our family of five together again. This is the first time this man's been able to see his children in 36 days. The visit really lifted his spirits. We thank God and his outstanding medical team daily. Without them, we'd never be here today. Rehab is challenging, but his fighting spirit continues to amaze me. We are so blessed. So great news from Tim Anderson. That's awesome.
I didn't even think about having to be separated from the rest of the family.
Yeah.
When you're that sick and when you might be contagious,
yes.
You can't even see them. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, in the time that you're fighting for everything, what are you fighting for? To stay around to see your children, right? See your family, and you can't see them. So what an amazing day. Great piece of news there. All right, it was Nevada over the weekend, and it was, well, it was the Bernie Sanders show. Bob Constantini with more on the continued rise of Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, fresh off his Nevada caucus win, hitting the upcoming states, speaking softly to a boisterous crowd in San Antonio.
Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get them nervous. We're going to win the Democratic primary in Texas.
For President Trump, congratulations to the senator from Vermont.
So I think it was a great win for Bernie Sanders. We'll see how it all turns out. They've got a lot of winning to do. I hope they treat him fairly. Frankly, I don't care who I run against. I just hope they treat him fairly.
Frankly, the Trump campaign would love to have to run against Sanders, where the president and others can throw the socialist label and make it stick. However, some national polls show Sanders ahead of Mr. Trump in a hypothetical matchup. For well-respected Congressman James Clyburn, appearing on ABC's This Week, the next primary in his state of South Carolina could be problematic for Sanders.
And South Carolinians are pretty leery about that title, a socialist.
An African-American icon in the U.S. House, Clyburn is aware that Joe Biden has had strong support among black voters in his state and elsewhere. Next Saturday's primary may be make or break for Biden, who spoke at a Charleston church Sunday.
Our core values, our literal standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that's made America, America, is at stake.
Other candidates who would like to catch Bernie Sanders are sounding the alarm about having a Democratic Socialist head the ticket. Pete Buttigieg wanting a Democratic Party
that pays attention to the effect that our nominee will have on those crucial House and Senate and other races across the country.
Democrats are hoping to take control of the Senate with the November elections. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Governor Kay Ivey and U.S. Senator Richard Shelby are thanking President Trump for halting plans to bring coronavirus patients to Alabama. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services planned to send Americans who tested positive for the disease on board a cruise ship to a FEMA center in Anniston. Ivey called the plan premature and not properly vetted. President Trump stepped in over the weekend to cancel the plan. A convicted murderer is on the run this morning after escaping from an Alabama work release center. Officials discovered 43-year-old Daniel Miner had escaped from the facility in Childersburg after he missed a bed check at 8:45 Saturday night. Miner was sentenced to life in prison in 1994. A Mobile County deputy is showing remarkable improvements as he battles complications from the flu. Deputy Tim Anderson has been at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola for more than a month. His family says he is now out of intensive care and was finally able to see his children over the weekend. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
647 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in NASCAR. Joey Logano won the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas for the second year in a row. It was the 24th win of Logano's career. Matt DiBenedetto finished second, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. third, followed by Austin Dillon and Jimmy Johnson, and Mobile's Bubba Wallace finished sixth. Yesterday, Roush Fenway Racing gave an update on the health of NASCAR driver Ryan Newman less than 1 week after Newman was involved in a scary wreck on the final lap of the Daytona 500. The team announced that Newman did not suffer any broken bones or internal injuries in the crash, but he did suffer a head injury. They added there is no timetable for Newman's return to the track, but that he wants to be back as soon as possible. In golf, Patrick Reed shot a final round 67 to win the WGC Mexico Championship. Reed finished his weekend 18 under, one shot ahead of second place finisher Bryson DeChambeau. In boxing, Tyson Fury beat Tuscaloosa's Deontay Wilder by seventh round TKO when Wilder's corner threw in the towel. By handing Wilder his first career loss, Fury captured the WBC heavyweight title and maintained his status as boxing's lineal heavyweight champion.
And the new WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury!
Fury knocked Wilder to the canvas in the third round and again in the fifth, and Wilder appeared to be bleeding from the ear for several rounds before his corner threw in the towel.
I can't make no excuses tonight. Got a lot of complications, and like I said, we'll come back even stronger the next time around.
Wilder now has the option to call for a rematch within 30 days. In college basketball on Saturday, number 13 Auburn rallied to beat Tennessee 73-66.
Rebound Auburn, Tigers win! Tigers win! 73-66!
And That's Andy Burcham. He knows how to get loud on the Auburn Sports Radio Network. Tigers have won 18 games in a row at home in Auburn Arena, and after losing two in a row on the road, they fell behind by 17 at one point in Saturday's contest. Led once again by point guard Samir Dowdy, the Tigers scored 18 consecutive points in the second half to take the lead and pick up their 23rd win of the year. The Alabama Crimson Tide crushed Ole Miss 103-78 on Saturday. John Petty Jr. again led the Tide with 21 points. The South Alabama Jags men's team won their fifth game in a row by beating Coastal Carolina 74-71. South is now tied for third place in the Sun Belt Conference standings with two games left in the regular season. And the USA women's team fell to Arkansas Little Rock 69-58. There were tournaments this weekend at both Stanky Field and Jaguar Field on South Alabama's campus. The Jags baseball team split four games in the South Alabama Invitational. They lost to UT Martin 7-6 on Friday and 4-2 to Indiana on Saturday before beating Siena twice in a row, 6-1 and 8-2. The Jags softball team lost all five games that they played in the Mardi Gras Invitational. 6:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers and patchy fog. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with just isolated showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far. Accident-free conditions continue in Mobile and Baldwin County. They're clearing up an 18-wheeler that jackknifed on northbound 65 near exit 13. They just reopened one lane. It appears a truck and cab and cargo are now upright. Spring of Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months or $3,800 in savings, model 2554. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Fat Monday. so many of them are. But we call this one Mardi Gras. As you've got parades going on today, but the rain top story this morning will be affecting that. We'll talk to Dr. Bill and get more from his forecast coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Bernie Sanders, of course, on the charge there on the Democrat side. Bernie Sanders has joined with Elizabeth Warren now in proposing that a wealth tax is, because they've got all these ideas and people say, well, how are you going to pay for them, right? How are you going to have all this? It's not free, but stuff that other people pay for. We'll put it that way. Bernie Sanders has joined with Elizabeth Warren in proposing that a wealth tax can finance government-funded child care from infancy through age three, then provide universal pre-kindergarten after that. So, well, wealth tax.
So just the wealth tax for the kids up to kindergarten.
Yes, yes. Okay, so the proposal would provide a minimum of 10 hours a day of daily child care. Sanders previously proposed an annual wealth tax starting at 1% on households with a worth of $32 million or more and increasing to 8% on fortunes of at least $10 billion. Warren's signature wealth tax, which kicks in on fortunes worth $50 million plus, would also fund universal child care. Mm. So that's how they said they're going to get the money. Here's just reality. You can be wherever you are on the spectrum of what you think needs to happen on taxation of wealth. You know, there's a lot of us that would say you're disincentivizing those people that have earned that money, and their money, you're taking it and reallocate. But the question is, how long do you think it would take for there to be a loophole in the tax code for people to shelter their money to keep it from being assessed in this wealth tax?
It wouldn't take long.
That's the point. We go through this stuff in the system. They go, even though I disagree with the premise of the whole thing, okay, but it just pragmatically, you'll have these taxes come out, and then the people that always get taxed are the middle class, because we have enough money that it's not poor, right? So nobody's going to tax the poor, except in Alabama with grocery tax. But we're not wealthy enough to have a staff of people working for us to figure out and to lobby to figure out how to get loopholes built in. So they can propose this thing, and then as soon as they do, there'll be some way. You know, it might be clunky, but people can shelter and move and diversify and avoid that. So, I mean, it's just something to say.
But it's a great campaign rallying point for a lot of the people that have already turned out to vote for Sanders, because we saw he did so well in Nevada, and then with Super Tuesday coming up, and it's looking like he's doing pretty well in a lot of those states. So you wonder why Bloomberg jumped into the race. Probably because he doesn't want a Bernie Sanders-led Democratic nomination where he could end up being somebody paying a lot of taxes.
Yeah, what will they be? What will they be trying in the next week to keep Bernie Sanders from getting more votes? What would they try to do, Democrats, I mean, to try to keep him from being the nominee in November? Talk about that more coming up. Plus, a second person in 2 days killed by a Mardi Gras float in New Orleans. Details on that. Dr. Bill says rain in the mix for today. And the idea of housing coronavirus victims here in Alabama, that one is off the table. Details straight ahead.